I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that about 43,000 people in the Carolinas have been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. To talk about the latest research on how to best manage Parkinson's disease day to day is Dr. Vanessa Henson from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Henson, as the director of the Movement Disorders Center at MUSC, can you tell us when symptoms from Parkinson's disease typically develop?
Most commonly, people get this disorder in kind of the advanced middle ages, so above the age of 60, I would say. But we also see a number of younger people lately in their 30s coming down with Parkinson's here in the specialty center at MUSC.
Is there a definitive test now to determine if someone does have Parkinson's?
Without wanting to brag, but the best test right now, as the literature has shown, is to see an actual specialist who does a detailed clinical exam. There's not an objective test that's better than a movement disorder specialty examination. However, some people might have heard about a special scan for Parkinson's disease. It's called a dopamine transporter imaging scan, a DAT scan short. And that scan is ordered sometimes by the movement disorder specialist if there is a doubt, you know, of the nature of the tremor. But we use it as a confirmatory test, only really offered in some specialty bigger centers around here.
Dr. Henson says that step one for the best treatment of Parkinson's is an early diagnosis. And then step two is to make lifestyle changes that are proven to help keep this disease in check and slow down its progression.
First of all, we teach our patients to start exercising regularly. There is hard science that 30 minutes a day of really not very strenuous exercise, just going on a brisk walk, for example, along the beach or so, really make a difference in releasing some brain-mediated chemicals called neurotrophic factors that keep brain cells alive. And in Parkinson's, some of these brain cells actually usually tend to die off prematurely. And we want to stop that cell death by making the brain produce these protective factors through the means of exercise. So that's the number one most important thing that we get a patient to do once they have an early diagnosis.
Dr. Henson says that Parkinson's patients are also encouraged to get a good night's sleep because the chemical that is depleted in Parkinson's, called dopamine, is produced during sleep.
And then number three, in terms of a healthy diet, what we are really after in Parkinson's is a good load of antioxidants. And those are, for example, as you know, found in dark fruits, so blueberries, you know, raspberries, cranberries, those things are good for you. The red vegetables, tomatoes are really power foods in that regard. Some of the nuts that we have around here, the pecans and so on and so forth.
Now, when patients of yours try these lifestyle changes that you're talking about, a focus on sleep and healthy diet, but specifically the vegetables and fruits you've talked about, and also exercise regularly, 30 minutes a day. Do people see a difference? I mean, does it really make a difference day to day?
I think the first difference people will see is the exercise program. They'll come back and say, "Doctor, I feel so much better." And I think it's not what you do for me, it's what I do for myself. It's amazing what you can change with that. Just the ability to quickly get up out of a chair, you know, maintain stamina, will induce more energy, combat the excessive daytime sleepiness that we often see with Parkinson's disease. So that's a real feel-good intervention.
Are the patients encouraged to keep these three lifestyle changes in place forever?
The earlier you start, the more likely you are to really keep the Parkinson's under check before it starts progressing too quickly.
Dr. Henson, thank you so much for providing these tips and also updates about managing Parkinson's disease day to day.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.